出埃及记十四章一到三十一节。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你吩咐以色列人转回，安营在比哈西路前密夺和海的中间，对着巴利喜分靠近海边安营。法老必说，以色列人在地中绕迷了，旷野把他们困住了。我要使法老的心刚硬，他要追赶他们，我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。于是以色列人这样行了。有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓变心，说我们容以色列人去，不再服侍我们，这做的是什么事呢？法老就预备他的车辆，带领军兵同去，并带着600辆特选的车和埃及所有的车，每辆都有车兵长。耶和华使埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是昂然无惧地出埃及。埃及人追赶他们，法老一切的马匹、车辆、马兵与军兵就在海边上靠近比哈西路，对着巴利喜分在他们安营的地方追上了。法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。他们对摩西说，难道在埃及没有坟地，你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了，耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走，你举手向海伸杖，把水分开，以色列人要下海中走干地。我要使埃及人的心刚硬，他们就跟着下去。我要在法老和他的全军、车辆、马兵上得荣耀。我在法老和他的车辆、马兵上得荣耀的时候，埃及人就知道我是耶和华了。在以色列营前行走，神的使者转到他们后边去，云柱也从他们前边转到他们后边立住。在埃及营和以色列营中间有云柱，一边黑暗一边发光，中夜两下不得相近。摩西向海伸杖，耶和华便用大东风使海水一夜退去，水便分开，海就成了干地。以色列人下海中走干地，水在他们的左右做了墙垣。埃及人追赶他们，法老一切的马匹、车辆和马兵都跟着下到海中。到了晨更的时候，耶和华从云火柱中向埃及的军兵观看，使埃及的军兵混乱了，又使他们的车轮脱落，难以行走，以致埃及人说， 我们从以色列人面前逃跑吧，因为耶和华为他们攻击我们了。耶和华对摩西说，你向海伸杖，叫水扔合在埃及人并他们的车辆马兵身上。摩西就向海伸杖，到了天一亮，海水仍旧复原。埃及人避水逃跑的时候，耶和华把他们推翻在海中，水就回流，淹没了车辆和马兵。那些跟着以色列人下海法老的全军，连一个也没有剩下。以色列人却在海中走干地，水在他们的左右做了墙垣。当日，耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手。以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了。以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 1 to 31. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the desert in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them.But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services. So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them.The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord.They said to Moses, Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses answered the people, Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again.The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Then the Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen.The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long.Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea.During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Then the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots, horse, and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord had displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant.
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天我们来思想一个题目，就是关于神子民的操练。
Today, let us consider the training of God's people.
今天我们已经有不少的人已经成为基督徒。
Today, we have quite a lot of people called Christians.
但是我们感觉到，在我们信仰的过程里面
，But we can feel that through our faith journey.
我们不容易把一个基督徒的生命活出来。
It is not easy to live out the life of a Christian.
很多基督徒的生命里面缺乏平安。
There is no peace in the lives of many Christians.
缺乏喜乐。
There's no joy in the life.
缺乏力量。
There's no power.
在面对实际生活挑战的时候
，When we face the troubles of our life,
我们仍然是焦虑不安。
We have no conclusion.
那么这里边有一个很重要的原因
，And so there's a really important reason behind.
是因为我们对神的信心有问题。
Is there's a problem with our faith in God?
所以我们很难等待。神做事他的法则等待他的时间
And so it is difficult for us to wait for the order and time of God's purpose.
所以当我们一祷告神还没有成就的时候我们就急死了
And so when we pray and God doesn't make things happen, we get really
所以很多时候我们的生命里面会出现这种状况
And so this happens very often in our lives.
那么原因我们也明白
And we know the reason.
是因为我们对神的信不够坚实
It's because we do not have enough faith in God.
因此今天早晨我们借着神在历史上所成就的这个伟大的事件
And so through this amazing event that happened in history,
来思想神对他子民操练的方法
Let's consider the way that God works through his people.
我们的信心到底如何能够建立起来呢
How can our faith be built up?
那么在今天的经文里面
And so in our scripture today,
我们先看它的结果
Let us first see the result.
第三是这个出埃及记第十四章第三十节
In verse 30 of Exodus chapter 14,
说当日
It says on that day,
耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手
The Lord saved Israel from the hand of the Egyptians.
然后以色列人就看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了
And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore.
然后以色列人看见耶和华向摩西所行的大事
Israel saw the great work that the Lord did,
就敬畏耶和华
and worshiped the Lord.
然后下边就说信服上帝和他的仆人摩西
and it says they believed Moses and the Lord.
所以这里边信服是这件事情产生的最重要的结果
and so the most important result is that they had belief.
那么他们是怎么样产生了一个这样的信心的结果呢
How did they receive this kind of result.
因为他们看到了神伟大的作为
Because they saw the Lord's great works.
在这个经文的一开始有一点点的背景我们介绍一下
So let us have a look at some of the context of this.
这个时候大约在公元前1500年
This probably happened around BC 1500.
神纪念向亚伯拉罕所立的约
The Lord remembers the covenant that He made with Abraham.
因此要拯救以色列人脱离埃及，进到现在的以色列这个地方。
And so He wants to bring the Israelites out of Egypt into what is now known as Israel.
那我们在查经班的时候，曾经问过弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And we often ask people a question during our Bible studies.
其实神已经把亚伯拉罕带到。就是现在的以色列这个地方了，当年叫迦南地，现在叫以色列这个地方。
So during those times, God actually did take Abraham to the land of Canaan.
为什么又把他们带到埃及去，再叫他们出来呢？
Why did He send them back to Egypt only to bring them back to Canaan again?
其中一个最重要的原因
，There is a very important reason.
就是要带领整个以色列民族。从埃及出来进入迦南地的这个过程里边。
And that is the process that He took the nation of Israel through, the wilderness into Canaan.
来认识神。
So that they can know God.
来信靠神。
So that they can learn to rely on God.
因为那一个旷野。
Because that wilderness.
若没有神。
Without God.
那是不可能过去。
It's impossible to go through there.
我们前几年去以色列的时候
A couple of years ago when we went to Israel
我们开着巴士车坐在空调车里边我们走过了那个旷野
We went through the wilderness in an air-conditioned bus
那么当时导游跟我们说
During that time the guide told us
在那样的环境里面
In that kind of environment
以色列的正规军
The whole nation of Israel
以色列的正规军他们的正规的军部队
Their troops and their military.
那么就是给他们足够的补给。
In order to give them enough supplies.
他们在那个沙漠里边不可以待到三天以上。
They cannot stay in the wilderness for more than 3 days.
所以当时跟随以色列人有跟随摩西出来的以色列人有200万左右。
So there were around 2 million people who followed.Moses out of Egypt.
不用说他们在那里走了40年。
They stayed there for 40 years.
怎么可能?
How is that possible?
所以在那一个过程里面
So in that process,
神要叫以色列人知道这一位造天地万物的神是真的。
God will let the Israelites know that this God is the real God.
所以神做事非常奇妙。
God has a wonderful way of doing it.
这个神带领以色列人过红海。
He took the Israelites through the Red Sea.
不仅仅叫以色列人过去。
Not just to let them pass,
还叫埃及人过不去
but let the Egyptians not pass.
我记得我在神学院的时候，他们讲了一个故事。
During our time in theology school, we learned some, or we heard a story.
说有一个小孩是生在一个非基督徒的，他父母不信的。
There was a child who was born in an unbeliever's family.
但是这个小孩呢，就是上这个主日学。
And this child went to Sunday school.
就给了他一本圣经。
And he received the Bible.
然后他就这个小孩就回来读圣经了。
And so this child took the Bible home and read it.
因为西方人嘛，所以他的父母大概也知道圣经里这些的故事。
Because they are Westerners, their parents actually know a lot of the stories.
然后这个小孩就读到这一段经文。
And so the child came to this scripture.
然后这个小孩就说：“爸爸，爸爸，你看上帝做了多么伟大的事情。
”And the child said, "Look, Dad, the God did something so wonderful."
这个把这个红海的水分开了。叫以色列人走干地过去了。
He separated the Red Sea so that the Israelites can walk on dry ground.
然后他爸爸说你别无知了。
Dad said, don't be silly.
他说其实你不懂啊这个摩西在那里放羊了40年。
And so what you don't know is, Moses was a shepherd for 40 years.
所以他对那个地方的地理非常熟悉。
And so he knew the land very well.
所以呢这个潮水什么时候走什么时候落摩西很明白。
And so Moses knows very well the tides of the water.
所以摩西这个以色列人过红海的时候实际上是退潮的时候。
So the Israelites passed through the Red Sea on low tide.
他说这个时候呢这个那个水啊大概也就是能够到怀了谷那么很浅的水总之。
Probably the water was only ankle deep.
然后他的小孩看完了以后又说爸爸爸爸真了不起。
And then the child said, Dad, look at this.
说到怀了谷的水把埃及人都淹死了。
And the water drowned all of the Egyptian people.
所以上帝叫以色列人看见。
And so the Lord let the Israelites see.
整个淹死的那些埃及人
，all of the drowned Egyptians，
使他们知道那不是因为洪这个海水潮水退潮的时候他们能过得去。
It's not that the tide was low and they could pass through，
因为他们不是走到海边，是走过整个的海过去。
Because they didn't just walk by the shore， they walked through the Red Sea。
所以今天有很多人不信。
And so many people don't believe today.
当年其实埃及人也不信。
In those days, the Israelites did not believe either.
但是不信就产生不了因信心产生的神要给我们的那个福分。
And so through their unbelief, they can't understand the true meaning of God's.
神要祝福当年的以色列人。
God wanted to bless the Israelites.
要他们看见上帝的荣耀。
He wanted them to see His glory.
今天神也要祝福我们。
And today God wants to bless us.
也要叫我们看见神的荣耀。
And He wants us to see His glory.
可是很多时候我们看不见神的荣耀。
But sometimes we can't see it.
我们的信心不够坚强。
Our faith is not firm
enough. 问题出在哪里呢？
What's the problem?
就出在了第一步。
It's in the first step.
这第一步的时候，这个耶和华就晓谕摩西说了。
And in the first step, the Lord said to Moses,
说你要吩咐以色列人转回。
Tell the Israelites to turn back.
什么叫转回？
What does turn back mean?
就是他们回来往那边走。
It means they were walking this way.
上帝说 No, 你往回走。
And God said, No, go this way.
所以为什么要往回？他们本来往这边走，现在往回走呢？
Why do they have to turn back?
当年这个就是。讲这个故事，刚才我说这个小孩跟他爸爸对话的这个故事里面。
In those days, if we consider the story between the child and his father,
他爸爸说了一句话是对的。
His father said something that was right.
摩西对那一段的地理应当是非常熟悉的。
Moses would have known the land very, very well.
其实他不仅仅是放羊四十年。
Not only was he a shepherd for 40 years.
摩西是埃及差一点做了埃及王的人。
He almost became a pharaoh of Egypt.
所以他在埃及的王宫里面做了40年的王子。
He was educated in the palace for 40 years.
所以他对埃及的整个的地形是非常熟悉的。
He would have known the lay of the land very well.
然后他又这个放羊40年，所以他对那个地方应该是非常非常熟悉。
And he knew even better as a shepherd for 40 years.
所以他知道从埃及走到今天的巴勒斯坦这个地方。
And so he would have known to get from Egypt to Palestine.
只有一条路可以过去。
There's only one way.
那就是沿着地中海的旁边的一个窄道。
There are a very narrow passage by the Mediterranean Sea.
这个那个地方叫做腓力士商道。
That path was known as the Philistine Trade Passage.
所以只有那块可以过去的。
It's only possible through there.
下边就是红海。
Below that is the Red Sea.
再往下就是大洋。
Below that is the Great Sea.
整个非洲
All of Africa.
没有路可以过去。
There is no path.
所以摩西一开始带领整个埃及这个出埃及的以色列人要走这个腓力士商道。
And so Moses would have led the Israelites to take the trade route.
那么那个是正确的道路。
That is the correct choice.
可是神说你不要往那走。
And God said, don't go that way.
往下走。
Go down, go south.
这个时候是挑战就来了。
And this is the challenge.
因为下面走不下去嘛。
Because it's not possible to go that way.
虽然可能很多做奴隶的以色列人不知道下边走不过去。
Even though many of the slaves might not have known.
可是摩西知道下边是走不过去的。
But Moses would definitely have known.
但是我们发现摩西什么反应？
But we see what is the response from Moses?
不说话而顺服。
Doesn't say anything, just do it.
这一步是一个最关键的一步。
This is the most important step.
下边所有的描述
Everything else that happens
都是为了衬托这一件的顺服的伟大
It's to show the amazing power of this one step.
那么他们回转往下走的时候
When they turn back and they go south,
法老看见了
Pharaoh notices this.
说他们一定在旷野里边走迷了路了
He says that they've got lost in the wilderness.
因为他们不可能往下走的吗
Because it's impossible to go south.
往下走是没有路的吗
There is no path south.
因此这个上帝使法老的心刚硬
And so the Lord lets Pharaoh's heart become hard.
上帝怎么使法老的心刚硬
How does he make his heart hard?
不是上帝到他的心里边去把他的心弄得刚硬
It's not a literal meaning that he makes his heart hard.
而是让他的思想
看到这个情况的时候说这个一定不是上帝做的事。
But he lets his mind think that this cannot be God's work.
如果上帝做的事怎么可能往下走呢？
If it's God's work, why would they go south?
那一定是一个错误。
That must be a mistake.
所以摩西虽然很聪明。
And so even though Moses is very clever.
因为在这之前的时候曾经摩西在埃及行过十大神迹。
Because Moses did 10 great works in Egypt.
我们知道在一开始的那些神迹里边。
We know.
一开始那
是 the very start of those ten wonders.
埃及的那些行法术的人也可以做。
The magicians in Egypt could do the same thing.
所以最后可能法老王认为摩西是一个比较高级的行法术的人。
And so probably Pharaoh thought that Moses was a very advanced magician.
所以那个并不一定是神做的功。
It might not be God's work.
如果神做的工，他们怎么可能走错路呢？
If it was God's work, why would they go the wrong way?
所以借着这个，法老的心又硬起来了。
And so through this, Pharaoh's heart became hard again.
所以允许奴隶逃跑是一个奴隶主很不智慧的事。
So for a slave driver to let his slaves go is not a very good thing.
所以他们说，我们还要把他们追回来。
And so they said, let us go get them back.
继续给我们当奴隶。
So that they can be slaves again.
所以他们就派出这个战车马兵来追他们。
And so they sent their armies to go get them.
刚才姊妹上来读经的时候 ,Laura 就问这个问题问我。
Earlier, scripture reading, the reader asked us something.
为什么这个圣经里边一直重复他的战车和马兵呢？
Why did the scripture repeat the details of the army?
我们知道这个埃及当时的战马是非常有名的。
We know that the chariots in Egypt were very famous.
这个一般的战马的高度还有车的高度都有一定的高度。
So most chariots and war horses have a certain height.
我们有常识的人我们就知道如果海水的涨潮或者退潮。
Some of us know that during the high tides and low tides of the ocean,
它不会超过一米二。
It won't go above a meter 20.
所以这个是上帝给海水海边画的界限。
And so this is the limit of the ocean that God set.
一般的海水的退潮，小退潮的时候大概只有五六十公分的这个涨落潮的这个落差。
So, during high and low tides, there's mostly just a difference of 50 centimeters.
所以这个不可能是因为海水的涨潮落潮使整个马兵全都淹在海里边，这是不可能的。
So it's impossible that only due to high and low tides the entire army was drowned.
所以圣经里边不断的强调这些战车和马兵。
And so it is repeated in the scripture details about the army.
一方面是强调这个过红海这件事情不可能是一件因为海水退潮这个而导致的。
On the one hand, it highlights that it is impossible for this event to be caused by high or low tides.
另外就是我们看到当时摩西带领以色列往南走的时候。
Also, so it highlights that when Moses took the Israelites down south,
他所产生的这个影响力有多大。
What was the influence of this event?
翻过来说明，就是摩西和那些明白他们神带他们走错路的当时的那个信心是何等的伟大。
It also shows that when Moses had faith to take the wrong path, what was his faith?
那么今天换到我们弟兄姊妹的生命里面。
And so let us consider our lives.
神迹不会经常发生。
Miracles are not going to happen regularly.
为什么不能经常发生？
Why would they not happen regularly?
如果经常发生，就天下大乱。
Because the world would become a mess.
因为什么叫做神迹？
Because what is a miracle?
就是上帝自己用他的能力。
And that is something that God does with his own power.
来违反了起初上帝所规定的那个自然的法则。
And does something that breaks the natural order that he set.
所以这就神迹出现。
So this is a miracle.
所以这个大东风通常是不可能把海水完全吹开的。
It's usually impossible for a great eastern wind to split the ocean.
可是上帝使它成。
But God can do it.
那么这样呢就产生了神迹。
And so this becomes a miracle.
通常情况下死了的人是不能复活的。
Normally a dead person cannot come back to life.
耶稣说拉撒路出来。
Jesus said, Lazarus, come out.
结果死了四天的拉撒路还捆着布就从里面咚咚咚跳出来。
And so the dead Lazarus has come out.
这个是不可能的事。
This is an impossible event.
那么神就做成了。
But God can do it.
所以这个长大麻风的人。
And so those who had leprosy.
耶稣说你洁净了吧。
Jesus says, you're clean.
他立刻就洁净了。
Instantly they become clean.
按照正常，这是不可能的。
By normal, this is impossible.
所谓正常，那也是神自己规定的法则。
Now, normal order was set by God.
但是神有这个权柄来打破他自己的这个法则。
But God has the power to break his own order.
但是这样的事情不能经常发生。
But this kind of thing cannot happen regularly.
你经常发生，这天下不就乱了吗？神的法则不就乱了吗？
Because then the order that God set would become broken.
在什么情况下这种事情会发生？
Under what circumstances can this happen?
所以这里边就产生了两个基督徒非常重要的概念。
And so there are two important concepts for us who believe in God.
就是信心和试探。
Is faith and temptation.
那么信心是指的神有话在先。
And so faith is putting God's word first.
然后你相信上帝的话。
First you believe in God's word.
然后你就顺服上帝的话。
And then you obey his word.
然后你就看到虽然上帝所说的话是不合理的。
And even if you think that his word is not right.
甚至于是错误的。
Even if it's wrong.
可是因为是他说的。
But because he said it.
所以你就听。
And so you obey it.
然后你就会看到神是不可能的事。变成可能。
And you will see that God can make the impossible become possible.
那么这个时候就是神迹要发生了。
And this is when miracles will happen.
那么神何等盼望我们每一个人都能够经历他的大能。
God truly hopes that everyone can experience his almighty power.
在新约的时代。
During the new times of the New Testament.
神仍然在行神迹吗？
God continued to do his miracles.
当然在行神迹。
Of course he does them.
很多时候我们平常的生活里面
Often in our daily lives,
其实我们说我们把看惯了的神迹当成自然了
We see the miracles that happen every day become natural.
其实大大小小每一件事都是神的作为
Actually everything that happens is God's works.
但是我们每一天都经历吗
We experience them every day.
我们就觉得这个是自然
And so we think that they are natural.
所以很多时候神不得不用一些违反他所规定的自然规律的这样事情。
And so sometimes God does works that violate his own natural order.
然后我们才知道哦这个是神迹发生了。
So that we can know that miracles have happened.
在我的生命里面
During my life.
经历过大大小小的许多的神迹。
I've been through many great and small miracles.
但是呢我很少在弟兄姊妹当中做见证。
But rarely do I like to talk about them.
因为很多细节的神迹
Because the details of many miracles
往往是神给你个人的
are what God says to you personally.
所以别人不一定非要经历你的神迹
And so someone else cannot experience your
miracle. 比方说我某个时候生病
For example, I was sick once.
哎呀我就觉得祷告我说主啊你医治我
And I prayed, Lord, please heal me.
其实我明显的知道我得了医治
Actually, I know that I got healed.
在那个时间神坚固我的信心
During that time, God built up my faith.
但是我很少跑出去跟人家说哎呀你看我祷告神医治我
But I'm not going to go out and tell people I prayed and God healed me.
一方面呢神并没有在圣经里边应许我们所有的病都得医治
God doesn't promise in his scripture that all of our illnesses will be healed.
同时呢也没有说在我生病的时候所有的病神都医治了我
And it doesn't say that when I was sick, all of them were healed by God.
神只在必要的时候做了这件事。
Only during a necessary time, God did this.
我知道。
I know.
够了。
It's enough.
但是在我的生命里边，虽然经历的不算太多，但是也经历过就是神向所有的人说的话的神迹。
But I have also experienced the miracles that God does to everyone.
比方说我当年出来读神学的时候
For example, when I was studying theology,
那是我来澳洲半年以后
That time I'd been in Australia for half a year,
那时候呢那是1990年
That was 1990,
三年以后他出生那个时候中国的经济还很差
During that time, China's economy was not so good.
所以我们那个时候的来海外的留学生
，and so the overseas students back then,
是没有后续的经济支持的
，did not have economic backing from our parents.
那时候我来澳洲半年
，during that time I've been in Australia for half a year.
我的短期英语训练结束了。
My English training was completed.
我应该说我应该回去了。
Really, I should have gone back to China.
我自己也没有什么后续的经济力量，我也没打多少工，这个当时的经济根本没有钱了。
There was no money for me to stay here any longer.
我们的牧师推荐我去读神学。
And our minister recommended me to study theology.
当时我心里边就产生了一个很大的挣扎。
At that time, I had a struggle in my heart.
其实我的亲戚朋友里边很多人都问我这句话。
Out of my family and friends, many people asked me something.
读神学当饭吃吗
？Will studying theology feed you?
读神学有钱吗
？Will studying theology give you money?
我说没有。
Maybe not.
他说那你读了这个你怎么生活
？Then how are you going to live?
后来就是主耶稣所说的那句话。
And Jesus said something.
你当求他，先求他的国和他的义。
First seek his kingdom.
你所需要的神都加给你。
And everything else will be added to you.
所以当时我心里坚定一件事。
And so during that time, my faith was made firm.
我说我并不是为了去读神学。
And he said that I study theology.
更不是为了读神学而拿身份。
It's not so that I can receive.
而是先求他的国和他的义。
But to seek his kingdom first.
因为我知道如果我没有神学装备。
Because I know that if I did not receive this training.
我更好的传福音是很困难的。
It's very difficult to do.Preaching very well.
而且我的心里边一直挂念着中国的教会。
And my heart constantly remembers the church in China.
我说如果我就是这样回去了
，If I go back like this,
我和没有出来是一样。
It's the same as if I never came.
所以如果我在这边受点训练
，But if I receive training here,
我能够更好的帮助教会。
I can be better in assisting China.
所以当时我在神面前做一个祷告。
And、so during that time, I prayed. In front
我说主啊，你已经答应了。
I said, Lord, you promised.
这是给每一个人所说的。
You promised everyone.
你先求你的国和你的义。
Whoever seeks your kingdom first.
然后我所需要你都加给我。
Everything will be added to them.
所以我把我所有的时间我都拿出来。
And so that I will take all of my time.
好好的装备我自己。
To really train myself.
当然如果我还有剩余的时间。
Of course, if I have extra time.
我愿意像保罗支帐篷一样。
I'm willing to work like Paul.
就是临时做一些工
to work.
所以那时候我full time 打工 part time 打工的
and so during that time I worked part time.
我的工作的原则很清楚
my work reasoning was very simple.
就是只用体力不用脑力
only use physical but not use mental strength.
因为我的脑力一定要用在读经 读书上
because my mental strength must be used on studying.
所以我的赚钱的部分只能做我休息的部分
and so my work was like my rest.
所以我做过搬运工
And so I did moving,
清洁工
cleaning,
kitchen hand, 刷碗工
kitchen hand,
最好的是开出租车
or taxi driving,
因为我开出租车的时候我可以听录音带
because while driving a taxi you can listen to recordings,
所以我可以把老师上课的东西放在录音来录下音来我在学习
you can record the classes and listen,
当时我的收入
during that time my earnings,
根本不足以支付我的学费、房租和生活费。
Was not nearly enough to pay for rent for class.
远远不够。
Not nearly enough.
当时我的太太已经来了。
During that time, my wife was here as well.
我们两个人每次算账的时候
，Whenever we do the bills,
永远不够。
It's not enough.
但是花完了的时候
，But after spending,
永远有余。
There's always some left over.
怎么会有余
？How is that possible?
我们不知道。
It's a mystery.
每一次都不一样。
It's always different.
上帝用各种各样的方式来供应我们。
God used many methods to supply us.
使我们在那段时间里边真的像走过红海一样的走过那段时间。
So during that time, it was similar to when Israelites were in the wilderness.
在神学院里边待了六年半。
It took six and a half years in theology.
因为我的语言不好。
Because my language is not good.
我又自己愿意做一些我认为作为一个中国人所特别愿意学习的，比方说，中国文化跟圣经的关系。
So I did some special studies, for example, in Chinese studies.
普世宗教的比较。
in comparative religion.
那么这些东西呢，是我特别想要学习的东西。
These special subjects that I studied.
但是在那一段时间里边，神都充足的供应我。
But during that time, God supplied me with everything.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我没有任何的缺乏。
I do not have any needs.
当时周传道神学毕业以后。
During that time when Pastor Hedy was graduating.
我认为我们看到神对他的呼召。
We felt God's calling on her.
神给他有恩赐。
God gave her blessings.
所以我们认为我们应当接纳他作为我们的传道人。
And so we accept her as our pastor.
当时很多人都说让他做 part time.
During that time, many people said, let her be part time.
我说什么叫 part time?
What does part time mean?
Part time 就是一个星期做两三天就可以了。
Part time means two or three days a week is okay.
我说你以为这是给谁打工吗？还 part time?
Do you think that this is an employment that should be part time?
传道人是生命属于耶稣的人。
As pastors, our lives belong to God.
传道人是耶稣差遣他来教会做神托付他要做的工的人。
Pastors are the ones that Christ calls to work for the church.
他们不是 full time part time.
They are not part time or full time.
他们是整个的生命属于耶稣的。
Their lives belong to Christ.
我说，我们不是说我们聘他 full time 到教会来侍奉。
We're not saying that we employ her full time.
而是我们接纳他是神的仆人。
But that we accept her as God's servant.
他那我们怎么办？我们付他什么工资呢？
Well, how should we pay her salary?
我说我们不是配工资。
I say we're not paying salary.
我们是把神的子民给上帝的奉献。
But we are taking the offering from God's people.
按照今天社会生活和侍奉的需要。
According to our life daily needs,
我们支持对神的仆人。
We support God's.
不是我们支持。
It's not us.
是神自己支持。
It's God personally.
那么他们说我们钱不够。
And well, we don't have enough money.
因为那时候我们在这个MBC 的时候。
Because during that time when we were at NBC,
我们的奉献还不够支持两个传道人的。
The offerings were not enough to support two pastors.
我说没关系。
Well, I said it's okay.
我们只是接受他做传道人。
We will accept her as our pastor.
然后量我们的力量能支持到多少算多少。
And whatever we can, we will support her.
当时我说了一句话，很多人说，你不要凭血气做事。
During that time, some people said, don't be hot-headed.
我说如果不够的话，扣我的。
I said, if it's not enough, take mine.
当时弟兄姊妹就说，哎呀，你不要这样嘛。
And people said, don't be like that.
但是我们看到一直到今天
But I know, until today,
我们钱不多
We don't have much money.
但是我可以告诉大家我们一分钱都不少
But we were never short of anything.
神在我们需要的时候恰当的时候就给了我们供应
When we are in need, God gave us everything we needed.
就像我们当年在神学院的时候
Just like during that time I was in theology school.
不多不少正好
Just enough.
在这个 enough 之后呢还多多少少的给你一点余剩
and even a little bit left over.
前两天我还跟我太太说
a few days ago I spoke with my wife.
我说咱们在神学院那段时间很穷
that during that time when we were at theology school, we were very poor.
可是非常奇怪，我们没少吃餐馆哦。
But we actually went to the restaurants a lot.
什么墨尔本的这餐馆我们都吃了哦。
All of the restaurants in Melbourne we tried.
说现在我们好像比那时候经济强多了，可是我们不吃餐馆了。
Now we have lots of money, we never eat at restaurants.
所以我就觉得，其实我们每次回想的时候。
Actually, when we look back,
神的恩典真是奇妙。
God's blessing is so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，这不是讲三千五百年之前的摩西。
Brothers and sisters, this isn't 3,000 years ago.
这是今天我们活在这里的 Hedy 和我，这是活生生的见证。
This is the living testimony of our pastor.
当年这个人出生的时候
when I was born.
很多人反对。
Many people oppose this.
那时候没有身份。
You have no passport.
又要付学费。
You have to pay for rent.
又要付房租。
You have to pay for class.
你怎么能够生孩子呢？
How can you have a child?
这孩子怎么养啊？你连自己都养不活，还要生孩子。
You can't even support yourself. How can you raise a child?
所以很多人都反对我们当时生孩子。
And many people oppose us.
但是我们知道生命是上帝给的恩赐。
But we know that life is a blessing from God.
我们不可能去打胎的。
We can't take that away.
所以凭信心生吧。
And so just do it through faith.
就是他。很多时候我们因着信 经历了神伟大的作为。
And so through faith we can see God's wonderful works.
那我们盼望在座的弟兄姊妹也能够因着信经历伟大的作为。
And so we pray that everyone else can also experience God's
wonderful works. 在你的生活里面
In your life,
有没有挑战？
Are there challenges?
按照圣经所说的话你不该做。
By this,
你是不是还在做？
Is there something you still do, even though you know it is wrong?
不该做的时候不要做。
Well, if you shouldn't do it, then don't do it.
昨天我们跟一位弟兄谈话。
Yesterday we were speaking to a brother.
礼拜天赚大钱的时候。
When he made lots of money on Sunday.
可是他们放弃礼拜天赚大钱的机会来敬拜上帝。
But they give up the opportunity to make money to come worship.
现在他们正在经历一些的艰难。
And now they are having difficulties.
但是我坚定地相信。
But I truly believe,
如果我们按照神的心意去行的时候
if we act by God's will,
把我们的信心放在他那里
we put our faith on him,
你会看到红海的水分开这样伟大的见证在我们的这个生命的经历里头
You will see testimonies as great as the Red Sea parting.
当年以色列人害不害怕
During that day, were the Israelites scared?
害不害怕
Were they scared?
害怕
They were definitely scared.
他们就说摩西啊在埃及没有坟地你叫我们死在这里吗
But there are not enough graves in Egypt that we should die here.
当时我们听上帝话的时候
When we heard the Lord's word,
往往你马上看到的不是红海的水分开
The first thing you see will not be the Red Sea.
你马上看到的是这个埃及的追兵追上来了
The first thing you see will be Egypt's great armies.
前没有道路
There's no path in front of
you. 后边是追兵
There's an army behind you.
死路一条
Only one part.
怎么办
What should you do?
那时候只有一件事
There's only one thing to do.
摩西说的
Moses said,
不要说话
Don't say anything.
静默不要作声
Don't say anything.
看他是如何为你起来征战
Let's see how God will fight for you.
所以这个时候是忍耐等候神伟大工作成就的时候的到来
Only be patient and wait for the Lord's great works.
所以我们说莫把过程当结果
And so don't let the journey be the end.
所以在这个过程里面的时候
through the journey
过程没有这个结果还没有出来
the end has not yet come
我们可能会感到很恐惧
maybe we will feel scared
因为只有感到非常的恐惧
because only when we feel scared
你才知道这个不是人的作为
we know that it is not something done by people
你才能看到神的荣耀
but God's glory
可以这么说
we can put it this way
你因信心顺服
when you through faith obey
带来的危险有多大
What is the great, danger?
你就看到神的荣耀有多大。
Then you will see God's great glory.
在很多以色列的历史上面。
In the history of the nation.
上帝都是把他的子民放在死地的时候。
God always puts his nation on the path of death.
然后让他们走过去得着看见神荣耀的机会。
And he allows them to see God's glory by passing through there.
今天我相信在宝座上的基督。
And today we know on the throne of Jesus.
爱我们的上帝。
The God that loves us.
他不断地在向我们说。
He continues to tell us.
耶和华的膀臂其实缩短呢。
Is God's hand too small?
他的能力其实软弱呢。
Is his power not enough?
你们今天为什么不信他的大能
Why would you not believe him?
不敢经历他的作为
Why would you be afraid to
以至于使我们的信心变得非常的软弱呢
so that our faith becomes weak.
所以弟兄姊妹
and so, brothers,
回去好好读圣经
Go back and read your scripture.
从圣经里边去明白神的心意
From the scripture let us understand God's will.
知道神的应许
We can understand God's promise.
勇敢按照神的应许去生活
And live our lives courageously.
虽然你按照神的应许去生活的时候你马上看到的是不可能
Even though the first thing you see will be impossibility.
凭你的信心相信
Believe with your faith.
创造万物上帝的这个万物的上帝
The God who created the universe
绝对不至于说谎
will not lie to you.
所以按照他的应许去生活
So live according to his promise.
你必看到神的作为
And you will see God's glory.
这是神子民的信心需要得到的操练
This is the training that all of us need.
只有这样的时候
Only through this
我们才会不被环境所捆绑
Can we not be contained by our environment?
不被罪恶所捆绑
Cannot be controlled by sin.
使我们能够过有力的生活
so we can have a life of power
我们一起祷告
let us pray
天父我们感谢你
dear Lord we thank you
主啊你在历史上留下伟大的作为
you have shown us your great power through history
借着你的圣经记录下来
that has been recorded in your scripture
来教训 今天你的儿女。
To teach us today.
主，我们求你饶恕我们。
We pray that you forgive us.
因为我们在相信你的问题上。
Because of our problems in our faith.
我们常常是有惰性的。
We are often weak.
是软弱的。
We are weak.
主啊，在这个时候，我们求你在高天之上怜悯我们。
We pray that you have mercy on us.
给我们从你那里来的智慧。
And give us your wisdom.
坚固我们的信心。
Build up our faith.
体会你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
使我们能够按照你的旨意而行。
So that we can live according to your will.
愿你自己的荣耀的大能。
May your glory and power.
你的信实。
Your faithfulness.
能够在我们的生活当中向我们彰显。
Be shown in our lives.
使我们的信心得着操练。
So that our faith can be trained.
然后能够一天一天的刚强起来。
And become firmer each day.
主要是我们不单是过着自己能够有力量的生活。
So that we can live a life of power, not for only for ourselves.
也能够成为当代人的见证。
But as a testimony to the world.
使我们能够见证说主啊，你是又真又活的信实全能的神。
So we can be a testimony that you are the living and faithful God.
使荣耀归给你。
May glory be to you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our
prayers. 也听我们众人有声无声的祷告。
And listening to the prayers of everyone here.
奉恩主耶稣基督得胜的
名。In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.